The OTB Podcast Network with Pepsi Max, proud sponsor of the UEFA Champions League. For the love of it. The Sunday pay-per-view on OTB.
And it got me thinking, I think, about a lot of the arguments that are made, Joe, around the social value of sport. And I think you'll see a theme, and many of the listeners will see a theme in the newspapers today about why, on the one hand, sport should be given an exemption because the social value and all of the things it brings. And this is what Eamon Sweeney is saying. But we need a bit of humility here, I think.
Digesting the best stories on the back pages every Sunday afternoon on OTB Sports Radio. Tune in 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
Now, you're welcome back. Rob Kearney is with us talking about his new book, In Hiding. No Hiding. Rob Kearney's autobiography.
I might be going into hiding after this.
So, I mean, the myth of Johnstown House in Enfield. It has grown legs, to say the least. In short, this is Declan Kidney maybe at his best, Rob. That's kind of actually the conclusion you reach. So you wonder if he's almost primed you all for this. But people know the gist at this stage. The team had all broken away into groups, and you're in Ron Nagara's group, and there's discussion on weaknesses as well as strengths. For weaknesses, you're right here, you say, when I looked at the Munster lads, they seemed different than when they played for Munster than when they played for Ireland. I didn't say that they cared more for Munster or that they tried less for Ireland. And you talked about the atmosphere in Thomond and how great it would be if that was at the Aviva. So then Rog from your group gets up and presents your mini group's findings to the room, and Ronan has it on his flip chart and he says his bit and he's about to move on. Marcus Horan then steps up and says, sorry, Decky, I have to stop it here. There's a big elephant in the room there. We can't move on until this is discussed. Ronan stopped talking. I'm thinking, oh, F. I'd say you were. What have I done here?
Yeah, I'll never, ever, ever forget that moment sitting in my chair, just hoping that someone was going to speak or Declan was going to jump in or Rog was going to say something. It was terrifying. I'd say my heart rate at that time was touching 200. I've seen and heard so many different interpretations of Enfield and what was said and what people perceived to have been said.
But I
wanted it to come across that it was never a direct go at the Munster players. And I've heard so many times that I said that they cared more playing for Munster than they did Ireland. That just is completely untrue. I just said that when they played with Munster, that there was something different and the Irish team needed what they had if we wanted to be successful.
Mm. We have Alan Quinlan with us. Afternoon, Alan, how you doing?
Hi, lads. How are you?
We're very well. What emerged over the following day is that I think, in particular, Dunica O'Callaghan and Marcus Horan bumped into Rob and said, fair play, no problem. No problem with you saying that at all. Is that your memory of it?
It came across, I suppose some people took it, I wouldn't say offence, but weren't happy with it. I think Marcus was probably the main one where he jumped up and wanted to know what did it mean and didn't want to let it pass. I think for me, I was quite open to it. I took it more as a compliment in some ways that Rob had massive respect for what Munster were doing and what we achieved and, you know, getting to a number of European finals. Like you said, the atmosphere in Thomond Park, the passion, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of took it as a compliment. For me, it was a little bit different for me. I played that November, picked up a suspension, unfortunately, against the All Blacks and missed the Argentina game. So I was kind of keeping my head down a little bit, hoping. Surprise, surprise. I only had two in my career. It seems like there was a lot more. And never sent off as well, Rob. And I never clattered you either. I probably should have.
I'd say I deserved it a few times.
You got me with one, all right, the high tackle there in the RDS in 2010 or 11, I think. Anyway, but anyway, we'll move on from that. So I was just kind of keeping my head down a little bit. I thought it was a very valuable meeting. it was right before Christmas. I think everyone was fairly in jovial mood and pretty happy in themselves and looking forward to the Christmas derbies and all that kind of stuff. And then I suppose this was the main talking point. He's probably, I claim at times I was the saviour of Irish rugby getting the try in 2003, but I think the real saviour of Irish rugby was Rob Kearney when he kind of piped up at that meeting. And lo and behold, we went on and won a Grand Slam a couple of months later. So I think it did have a positive effect. It had an effect that, because it was a talking point, it was brought out in the open, and people were kind of, particularly from the Munster point of view, they were pretty. It became a point of conversation, and that maybe we did need to do more when we were with Ireland and mix more with the other players and just make more of a conscious effort. I think we were probably seen as maybe a bit too much of a dominant force. There was so many Munster guys there. We were probably on the back of winning the European Cups and stuff. And Leinster hadn't won one at that stage. And maybe that perception was there that we were a bit too dominant. I don't know. So it changed things a little bit. And I think Declan Kidney facilitated the whole thing, and it had a positive effect. So Rob was playing it down a little bit, but it did have a really positive effect on the preparations going into the Six Nations and ultimately winning a Grand Slam.
With the benefit of hindsight, Rob, you look at Declan Kidney's contribution to the whole thing, or lack of contribution. He stayed silent the whole time, arms crossed, I suspect with half a smirk on his face, loving the fact that this had happened. And you cite that as his real strength, a man manager.
Yeah, I think it was definitely his biggest strength as a coach, was how he managed people, how he was able to manipulate situations like that. You know, I'd say he probably wasn't too surprised that something like that was aired. You know, I say further in the book, he pulled me aside the night before and he told me that I needed to start speaking up more in meetings and I needed to try and take a little bit more ownership in the team. So, you know, when I look back now, I think, was he this much of a genius that he had that much hindsight that he knew I might say something the next day? But, you know, I do try and play it down a little bit because, you know, there's a huge part of me that wonders that if we went out and flopped at Six Nations, you know, would I be the villain of Irish rugby?
Oh, you're the cocky upstart. Who do you think you are?
Exactly. And the already little bit of disconnect that was there between Leinster and Munster, that could easily have grown even further apart. Mm. You know, so I am very grateful that it did go the other way, but there is an element of me that would love to have seen what would have happened had we not gone on to win the Grand Slam.
Mm. A grim parallel universe. It does seem, Rob, like it's a different landscape totally now. Munster, Leinster players rooming together, all that stuff now, as opposed to that period where there was just too much niggle in the relationship then.
Yeah, there was. There was no togetherness in terms of a team atmosphere. And when you're looking for a good team, for me, that is the number one key component of a successful team, is their togetherness, how close they are as teammates, but also as friends as well. And you look at the relationship now between Leinster and Munster and you wonder, has that provincial rivalry, you know, has the international success come at a cost of maintaining that real good provincial rivalry that was there down to through the years? But you know, I think the relationships now between the Leinster and Munster players is incomparable with what it was back, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Well, too often, be it for rest purposes or be it because they don't want the niggle to become inflamed again, we don't see Munster and Leinster going full bore at each other these days. And I think that's a great pity.
Yeah, it definitely is a huge pity. And, you know, that Christmas block now is seen as a regeneration period for your international players. It is the one game of the year that supporters want to see Leinster, Munster full strength, go hammer at tongs on it. And I suppose it is a huge shame that we've lost the element of that big occasion down through the years. But, you know, a game like that is a really important stepping stone for some of these younger guys who are making their way through. There's nothing quite like a game in a full Tolman Park at Christmas time to test what you're made of.
Mm. Alan, before we let you go, you might just sum up the contribution Rob Kearney's made. I mean, we're talking about the most decorated Irish player there is, period, history.
I don't want to give him any compliments because the head might swell a bit more, and I'm still waiting for my free book. But no, I tell you, in my time, I probably wasn't the easiest to play against, but I always got on well with Rob. I admired his tenacity and resilience and kind of outgoing nature and positivity towards the team. I remember chatting to him in, I think it was 2005 or 6 out in Naas. We were training with Ireland, and I asked him, would he sign for Munster? I kept slagging him and putting pressure on him. I'm saying, yeah, come on, you'll never get into that Leinster back line. Come down to Munster. You're not really a Leinster man. You're not from Dublin. Come on down. I was trying all those tricks and having a bit of banter with him. But look, he made his debut, actually. I played in his debut in Argentina. A disappointing 16-0 beating by the Argentinians. But we had great crack in that tour. I got to know him a lot better, and what he's achieved in his career is just remarkable. Probably the most impressive thing for me is the latter stages of the career, because I just think from a personal point of view, you know, people start questioning your ability. I experienced that myself, the contribution you make, and they forget some of the bigger days and the days you stood out more and stuff like that. But I have unbelievable admiration and respect for him for what the way he kind of knuckled down, particularly leading up to that game in Chicago against the All Blacks. And, you know, despite some criticism, and it's part and parcel of the game, I think he was an incredible team player, a brilliant player, someone who always fronted up and gave his all for Leinster and for Ireland. So, you know, to win all the trophies, for us as former players, Rob has an incredible amount of medals won, which is unbelievable. But I think for any player, of course you want to win things, but it's really nice when you leave the game that people, the guys you played with, the guys you played against, have respect and admiration for you. And that's really important. And he can leave these shores with his head held extremely high for what he's achieved. And he's just been phenomenal, really. And even though I'm slagging him about a big head, he's the opposite. He's kept the head down and always worked his socks off, and an incredible talent to probably Ireland's greatest fullback ever. And I think, you know, I wish him luck in Australia. He'll have to shave those hairy legs and keep them shaven to get the suntan in Perth. But it's been a remarkable career, an unbelievable one. And I wish him all the best. As a Munster man, who had massive respect, still does, I think his contribution to Irish rugby and Leinster rugby has just been phenomenal.
Well, that's very well said. That's almost too nice, Quinny.
Jesus. It is way too nice. You're going very soft in your old age, Quinny.
If he was still playing and I was playing against him, I'd throw a few barbs in there. But no, look, it's ultimately we all play for our jersey, and you know, I'd kill you on a rugby field when I was playing for a Munster jersey, but Rob Kearney do the same in a Leinster jersey. So, you know, we're all competitors. We can't pick and choose where we're from. But, you know, he was an incredible sportsman, an incredible athlete. And it's just lovely to... That's what's great about rugby. I meet so many people in France and the UK, and he's one of us now as regard. He's not fully retired, but he's out of the Irish game now. And I just think, as I said, I have huge admiration for what he's achieved.
Okay, well, listen, Alan Quinlan, much appreciated. Thanks, Alan. We'll let you go.
Cheers, lads.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
The OTB Podcast Network. With Pepsi Max, proud sponsor of the UEFA Champions League. For the love of it.